From the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay, who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelton Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's the Mosh Gelton Show. It is Tuesday night. It is 11 p.m. It is Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. And it's the Mosh Gelton Show. I am your host, Mosh Gelton. We've got a crazy 1 hour for you. Could be two soon. Hopefully, we'd love two. Crazy hour for you, though, just playing. And it's popping every Tuesday night right here after Spike on the Mic on Sunshine 96.7 FM. And if you're not near St. Pete, which you should be, you can listen on Radio St. Pete online. Now, I'm not the only person in here tonight. So I'm just the host of the Mosh Gelton Show. I got a co-host with me.
Beatbox Bob.
Beatbox Bob getting down in the studio. Me and Beatbox Bob are not alone. We've got my dog, the man, the myth, the legend, and the champion.
Schmitty!
And then with me, Mikey Flaw. Oh, excuse me. With me, Schmitty, and Beatbox Bob, we have the effervescent and distinguished
Mike E.
Crazy show for you guys tonight. We do have a four-way song tournament, and it's a classic rock band, I will say that. Wasn't too hard to pick the four songs, but I might have picked a bonus song on that.
Ooh.
And you guys do know we're going to play Trivia Time, of course, and we got some stuff to talk about, man. It's going to be dope, but we're back. We're on Sunshine 96.7 FM. I'm feeling good. Beatbox Bob, you're looking good. You're bouncing with this beat.
I love it.
So Beatbox Bob wants to bounce with the beat. I could tell from his head, bobbing weed from the seat. Beat, beat, got them things on his head, and they look cool. Try to take me to school, fool.
Yeah. Mosh J up in the place, and he knows Beatbox Bob up in his face. Everybody knows up in this place, it's the Mosh Gelton Show, and we up in the race.
Yeah, and that wasn't the worst. I could tell when he was rapping, he was trying not to curse. I put Schmitty looking like that inside of hers. Hey, Schmitty, do you got any harsh words?
No harsh words as the show begun. It's all for fun. We do this off of our tongue. We got Mikey to our left, but nobody knows. We got Beatbox, and now we go on with the show.
Oh, we go on with the show. I love it. Love it. Welcome to the Mosh Gelton Show. It's been a crazy week. We've been getting down, doing shows. Last night it was myself, Beatbox Bob, Mikey Flaw, and Schmitty on the Mosh Gelton Show. And you guys know we do five shows a week. I do five shows. These guys do four shows. And we got a lot of big stuff coming on. Myself, what we do here on the Mosh Gelton Show. And I'm going to try to get it on a Tuesday night. Now, it takes about 23 minutes to do a freestyle rap battle, which, if you guys don't know what a freestyle rap battle is, it is two people going head-to-head over beats coming off of the top of their head to try to lyrically assassinate the other person. And we do that here on the Mosh Gelton Show, but for the one-hour show right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM, I'm going to try to fill that slot, but next week, just know that me and Beatbox Bob are going head up for the number one contendership, and Schmitty is the champion. So, if you guys like freestyle battling, definitely let me know at Mosh Gelton on Twitter. Just tag me and say, yes, we want to hear freestyle battle on Sunshine 96.7 FM. We will set that up for you. And Bob, I might start you up.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm with it.
You're with it? Are you with, real quick, Creative Loafing? We really need to get involved this year with Creative Loafing. I think we definitely, at least our non-terrestrial, we have the best non-terrestrial radio show, and we might even get nominated for the best terrest. We got to jump all over that.
Oh, dude, we got to get on it right away. Anybody who's doing nominations, holler at us. We're with that. We definitely want to jump on that Creative Loafing tick ASAP.
I know a cat, we both know a cat named Mo from the Bone, and we know Johnny B.
That's true.
So if we can get, one of those guys to hit us up with a little Creative Loafing nomination, the Mosh Gelton Show should take number one, and we'll have everybody take to the internet. I don't know if we're allowed to tell them to do that on here, but listen, we're going to win that Creative Loafing.
It's going to happen.
Who's a better show out there than us? Beatbox Bob, Schmitty and Mikey Flaw. Who is the better show?
I can't think of a single one, to be honest with you.
It's just us.
Just us.
I don't really know anybody else doing this. So.
Wow, bro. Riveting. All three of you guys, bro. I never heard more riveting radio, bro. We're on FM. We're chilling. High ratings. Right after Spike on the mic, I ask you guys a question, and all three of you are done within 7 seconds.
Well, I thought it's a pretty obvious answer at that point. I mean, who is close to us? Who? Nobody can name anybody.
Also, truthfully speaking, I feel like I definitely stated the stakes over that situation there, pal.
You think? What do you mean?
I made a hot take.
I didn't even hear the hot take.
I can't think of a single show better than us.
You think we're better than Mike Aldershot?
We're the best non-terrestrial radio show.
Oh, what? You don't want to throw stones out there? You ain't willing to say that we're the best around? No one's going to ever take us down.
We are the best.
The best.
Mikey Flaw, if you had to say one radio show in the Tampa Bay area is better than the Mosh Gelatin show, and you had to pick, gun to your head, I don't know if I can say that, but something to your head, you have to pick, what shall you pick, Mikey Flaw?
Well, of course Calta's better. It's no question.
You think so?
I mean, look how many years he's been doing it. Come on.
I've been doing it 7 years.
You can't argue with that. I'm sorry.
So you're saying the Mike Calta show is better than the Mosh Gelatin show. What about Drew Garabo Live, guys?
I find our show is more entertaining.
Well, it's different, though.
Than DGL?
Yeah.
What about the Marco Radio Happy Hour show? You think we're better than Marco?
Look, Marco has his chops, okay? He's funny. He's entertaining. I feel like we're in a different category than the Marco Radio show.
But in terms of, I wonder if we can get the numbers from, because I know our numbers internally here, but I don't get sunshine. Anyways, it's probably not smart to talk about the numbers, but nah, there's no way we're better than Marco. Marco is actually, if you guys listen right here on Friday nights on Sunshine 96.7 FM, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., the Marco Radio Happy Hour show this Friday, as a matter of fact, it's going down, Schmitty.
It's going down, down. Yeah, Friday. It's going down.
What's going down, bro? You can elaborate when I ask you these questions.
Well, you know, that would be myself, Schmitty Costa, who's in on right before this show, and Mr. Mosh Gelatin, I believe, joining Marco and Miss Steph over there on the happy hour from 6 to 8 on Friday night.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be a Bang City slang bang, tight performance, bro. I always love going to the Marco Radio Happy Hour show. Lots of fun and stuff.
Very comfortable. Fantastic.
All right, before we get to this here four-way tournament, you know what I'm saying? Because we do got the four-way tournament of that classic rock band. Anybody want to take? We get one guess of who the band's going to be.
Rolling Stones.
That's who it is. So before we get to the Rolling Stones.
he gave a hint earlier, and I picked up on it.
What was the hint?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You just said something about one of the songs, and I was like, oh, that's the Stones, so that's probably what it is.
Yeah, I picked up on that. All right. So I just wanted to say that Area 51 could possibly be fake, and they just wanted our enemies to believe that we had otherworldly technology.
That's reasonable.
Reasonable?
Very, very reasonable. I think that's actually true.
Yeah.
I think that's very true.
It's not a crackpot harebrained theory.
Nah, I don't think so at all.
I think it started out being very, you know, there's Area 51. It started out as a base. It started out the way that they still portray it today. However, that's not where any of that stuff's tested or kept or anything. That's just, hey, look here. We're way over here.
Yeah.
So is it real? Yes. Is it in full working order like it once was? No way.
No way.
Mikey Flaw, Area 51. First of all, you'll be the first, Mikey Flaw. We got aliens are a real thing from outer space, from another planet.
There's been declassified videos from like F-18s that are chasing what they call Tic Tacs. And they cannot, they are moving at speeds and stopping. And if anything, they're drones. Okay, I don't know where they're coming from, whether they're another, maybe they're China, I don't think
I've seen some videos.
If anybody, it's China that has really fast drones that can stop and start really fast. But there's no propulsion system. There's no sound. You know, there's 700 miles an hour to a straight stop and then off in another direction at 700.
China! So, China!
But that's a UFO. China, the question China. Was, do you believe in aliens?
I don't know where it comes from. It's China. Unidentified. So you think it's China?
I didn't say unidentified flying objects. Right. I said aliens.
Correct.
China!
Okay. I would be... I'd say more yes than no.
How dare you!
China!
So you're saying more yes than no. What... Like, for instance, no.
You say absolutely not.
No.
You don't believe
There's
it
There's nothing...
I think it's possible, yes.
14... Even if we went with the 14 billion light years that we've been around here, it is not possible, as I draw my face with my pen, that another civilization... How wild it is that we came into existence, and I'm not trying to get all into some Nietzsche philosophical modest Yahoo. He's a rock star. It doesn't matter. But what I'm saying is it was so... unprobable for us to be sitting in a square room in a studio with electricity and shirts. That was not a very, very likely thing to happen. The likeliness that that has happened somewhere else, even though the vastness of it, even with the vastness of it, I believe that it's less likely that that had happened somewhere else, and they have gotten to a point to where they can leave their
portals, man. Portals.
I agree with you, Mosh, to be honest with you. I don't think that it's even possible for the interstellar travel to occur in such a way. The whole portal idea, wormhole nonsense, it's baloney to me. I don't think that the physics would actually allow for something like a wormhole.
Well, wormhole theoretically works, bro.
A fold in the fabric of space-time. That's silly to me. That's preposterous.
They found out that the fabric of space-time is made out of is malleable by gravity. Gravity bends space-time. So if you can manipulate gravity to bend space-time in sure. a manner on which you can create such a wormhole.
Do you know how much power that you would need to have to produce a mass that large whenever you so choose for interstellar travel to punch a hole through the fabric of space?
It's magnetic, man.
That's ridiculous. Do you know how much power you would need to generate in order to do that? Absurd amount.
You just need something with a wild amount of mass.
Well, but it's natural.
Even if something, you have something with that ridiculous amount of mass, something so incredibly heavy that you can punch a hole through space-time, right? How much energy would you need to be able to contain such a ridiculous thing? It's impossible. It's just
but
not
You wouldn't have to contain it because, let's say, and first of all, I don't think anyone's going to make this thing. I think you're going to find one. You're going to have to find them because you can't move that massive of an object. But the object itself, because of its size, not because of the energy that it's expounding, but because of the size of the object, the massive, the density of it, just being there in the abyss... That is what folds space-time. Therefore, there's no need for any fuel for that to make the fold. And once it makes the fold, and it bends it into a way where,
so you're
black hole style.
So you're. I'm sorry to interrupt. So you're. You're telling me that these potential interstellar travelers, right, are exploiting a natural phenomena instead of doing so by, at their will, and they're magically just showing up here.
No, I'm saying they could. That's something that they could do. I'm saying that they don't exist, though. If they did exist, they would do that.
Like, so if they did, the only way in your world that they would exist is if they were exploiting like a black hole or a natural phenomena. Versus being able to do so at will.
It's just like most porn stars.
So what are you, all these people that have firsthand accounts of interactions with these things and, you know, guys that were in, you know, they had secret clearances years ago and like when they're 97 years old before they die, they say, yes, it's absolute.
Hype feeds hype and it's profitable.
I don't know because they'd have nothing to lose.
You don't think it's probable that there's a whole nother colony or species even on the moon?
No.
On the moon.
I think
bro.
That's crazy. We're still finding new species even into where we're at today, let alone on another planet.
In the sea.
Very, very possible.
There is no moon, bro. It's fake, man. Set up by Joe Rogan and Elon Musk to save the whales, bro. You don't know what you're talking about. Look, the lights in the sky aren't there for what you think, man. Nah. Those lights are placed there. They're the freckles of some sort of ancient... Are you messing up my monologue, Fla?
No.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
I was in the zone. I was stringing words together.
Carry on.
I can't carry on. You just blew the whole thing, Fla.
Fool!
We're going to sit here in silence right now.
You could have just talked over me. Nobody would have known anything.
Nah, you know, you got to learn, Mike.
You're the only one that heard it.
Mike, take your clothes and the dirty clothes that you have and put them in the washing machine. Are you guys ready to play the four-way classic music rock thing band? We're going to figure out which one of the Rolling Stones songs is the best by our panel. Now, we've got four people in here, which sometimes leads to a weary end, a precarious determinant of our will. But we're going to get this done, and we're going to get this rocking. So it was definitely the Rolling Stones. Very well done, Mikey Fla. We got four songs. We're going to put them up head-to-head, and we're going to whittle it down until we get to the final Rolling Stones song. So this first song, you guys may have heard back when y'all was a wee little boy. Tell me what you think. Sympathy for the Devil, Rolling Stones, banger. I know you guys love that.
For sure.
Good song.
I don't like it.
You don't like that one?
Not that one.
Well, all right. Well, Fla doesn't like Sympathy for the Devil, then I must ask you, Fla, would you rather take Sympathy for the Devil, or are you more of a guy that would have this song instead?
No time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you will lose your mind.
Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday.
In life unkind.
From the Rolling Stones, another Bang City Slang slang.
Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who's gonna hang a name on you? And
oh, look, I'm gonna tell you right now, y'all don't even much know about Goodbye Ruby Tuesday, bro. And side note, what I'm gonna do right now. Actually, I'll do that later, but Goodbye Ruby Tuesday was a banger. I'm going Sympathy for the Devil or Goodbye Ruby Tuesday. I'm definitely going with Goodbye Ruby Tuesday. So, I mean, hands down, I love the song for many different reasons. Mikey Fla, are you going with Goodbye Ruby Tuesday or are you more of a Sympathy for the Devil guy?
I'm not a fan of either one, but Sympathy for the Devil, I guess, would win.
You're going Simp for the Devil.
Yep.
All right. So Mikey Fla goes Simp for the Devil. He's just simping for the devil, something I could see that he would do. So that's 1-1. Ruby Tuesday says Mosh. Sympathy for the Devil says Mikey Fla. Schmitty, what do you say? Do you say Sympathy for the Devil or Goodbye Ruby Tuesday?
I have to go with Symphony for the Devil, just off of the simple fact that that was the first time I believe I ever heard Goodbye Ruby Tuesday.
Okay.
All right.
I don't want to sway anybody, so I'll just let that ride. Sympathy for the Devil for Schmitty and Beatbox Bob.
Just to be fair, sorry, but if you played them both for me the very first time, I would lean more towards Sympathy for the Devil as well.
All right.
I really, really, really hate the Beatles and anything that sounds like the Beatles and anything at all that's iconic like the Beatles.
Sympathy for the Devil.
Yeah, Sympathy for the Devil. Okay. Screw the Beatles. I hate them. They're garbage.
Sympathy for the Devil is taken, and you really don't like the Beatles that bad?
Yeah, yeah. I would get I Hate the Beatles tattooed on me if I could. I really despise them that much.
Wow, bro.
You can get that done.
I would.
You would get done, I Hate the Beatles.
Yeah, I would get like that little cross out sign that has it, and then like an actual Beetle, like a hyper realistic photo of a Beetle just tattooed on me.
Would you do it right here?
Cross out. I would do it, yeah, for sure.
On this show, I think I realized that the Beatles, not to get off topic here, but on this show, I think I realized that the Beatles' name was spelt Beatles. Because they're Beatles.
Yeah.
The fierest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Trash. Garbage.
So, Sympathy for the Devil beats Goodbye Ruby Tuesday and goes on to the finals. Goodbye Ruby Tuesday.
Yuki.
Goodbye Ruby Tuesday. So, we've got two more Rolling Stone songs. And this one is the next up, going up against the one that's coming after him. You guys may have heard this song. Satisfaction. Everybody knows this song. Another big boy band. I Can't Get No Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones is the third, but it's going up against something that could take it out. This could potentially be the one that takes it out, and we're going to find out right now. Here is the next song going up against I Can't Get No Satisfaction, the fourth Rolling Stones song.
My green seagull turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you. If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black.
By the Rolling Stones. Paint It Black by the Rolling Stoners. Very nice. Another Bang City slang. So we've got I Can't Get No Satisfaction versus Paint It Black. What do you guys say? Beatbox Bob.
Paint It Black for sure.
Paint It Black, no questions.
Absolutely not even a single thought.
Not a thought. Beatbox Bob goes Paint It Black over I Can't Get No Satisfaction. Schmitty.
You know, when you first played I Can't Get No Satisfaction, I thought this was going to be the song. But I'm going to have to go with Paint It Black.
Paint It Black, that's two. Mikey Flop.
I have to go the other way.
I Can't Get No Satisfaction?
And I believe that was written on Clearwater Beach.
Ooh, it's a bang. I can't get no. Mick Jagger's wild. Definitely Paint It Black goes on to the finals. Paint It Black was a banger, but Paint It Black is hindered by something. See, there's a bonus song.
Ooh.
And Paint It Black's got to get through this song in order to go to the finals and face Sympathy for the Devil. So it's going to be Paint It Black going up against this song from the Rolling Stones that you may know.
Ooh, she was gonna meet her connection. At her feet was a footloose man. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get
what you want. But if you try sometimes, well, you might find.
Rolling Stones, You Can't Always Get What You Want. Mikey Fly, You Can't Always Get What You Want, or Paint It Black. Excuse me.
I like that one.
You can't always get what you want. Gets a point from Mikey Fly. Schmitty, You Can't Always Get What You Want, or Paint It Black.
This is tougher than I thought it would be for me when you first announced it, to be honest with you. But I'm going to have to go with You Can't Always Get What You Want.
Oh, very nicely done. That's two. I'll go. I think I'm going to go Paint It Black for sure. I think that's in the top for me. Beatbox Bob, Paint It Black, or You Can't Always Get What You Want.
Oh, see, I'm really, really torn here because... See, my heart wants to go Paint It Black, but my soul wants to go You Can't Always Get What You Want.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You can't always get what you want.
I agree. You've said it perfect. Like, your soul. It goes to your soul.
Yeah. It's that choir. It's the choir for me.
Very nice. I think that's preposterous that Goodbye Ruby Tuesday and Paint It Black are my two favorite Rolling Stones songs, and I can't believe they're both out. This is preposterous. All right. So in the finals, we've got two. It comes down to two. Is it going to be Sympathy for the Devil?
Won't you guess my name?
Or that's Sympathy for the Devil, but it could also be not that song. Did we really go with that song? I couldn't even believe it. It is that song. That's what we went with. Okay. Sympathy for the Devil, or I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
Can't always get what you want.
So that's, I knew we couldn't have gone with that. All right. Sympathy for the Devil, or... Oh, now it's hard for me, and they're not my two favorite. This is You Can't Always Get What You Want. These are not my two favorite. But this is hard. Now this made it hard.
If we don't, we're gonna blow a 50-amp fuse. Sing it to me.
You can't always get what you want. You Can't Always Get What You Want, or Sympathy for the Devil. I feel like whatever I say, they're going to go against it, but You Can't Always Get What You Want. I love it when he's been, if you try sometime, you get what you need. I love them when they scream and they get wild, but I mean, Sympathy for the, pleased to meet you. Won't you guess my name? It's just too much, dude. It's too fire. I'm going Simp for the Dev as my leading John. Beatbox Bob, what do you say? Are you going Simp for the Dev, or are you going You Can't Always Get What You Want?
Man, Sympathy for the Devil just reminds me of overflown drone footage of 1980s fake Vietnam movie set. You know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely going You Can't Always Get What You Want. That makes me feel like a sunflower in a field on a breezy day.
Can't always get what you want. And Sympathy for the Devil is 1-1. Schmitty, Sympathy for the Devil, or You Can't Always Get What You Want?
I believe they're both equally on par with each other, but I'm going to have to go with You Can't Always Get What You Want.
Okay, that's two for You Can't Always Get What You Want. That's one for Simp for the Dev. And it's down to Mikey Flaw. What say you? Simp for the Dev, or You Can't Always Get What You Want? And I'll tell you right now, before you answer, Simp for the Dev is a bigger leading song on the Billboards. So for this is and that's their most popular song. So you, whatever you pick is the winner. If you pick Simp for the Dev and it ties, it wins. So you're picking the winner right now. It's either Symphony for the Devil, or You Can't Always Get What You Want.
Was it what I like better? My personal favorite?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, you can't always get what you want.
You can't always get what you want.
My man.
The winner. You can't always get what you want is the winner. Give it up for you can't always get.
Oh, yeah.
I said give it up. There you go. All right. That's so wild, bro. Dude, Painted Black is by far the best one. And I see a red dude, that guitar on Painted Black, bro.
Yeah, the guitar is ridiculous.
The crack you're smoking. And the red door, and I want to paint it black, and that's not crack.
Oh, it's ridiculous. It's definitely a good song. Don't get me wrong. It's iconic. It's where it's at. But, you know, you can't always get what you want.
Listen to how this song starts, Schmitty.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing?
I know what you're saying, but, you know.
Always get what you want, touches the soul.
Yeah, a cheap, whitewashed version of a Romani freaking, you know, German scale is ridiculous. I mean, okay, yeah, that's cool and all. Good for you. You know some European-centric guitar riffs.
I think I just learned a lesson here.
What's that?
You can't always get what you want. All right, now you guys don't even like Ruby Tuesday, which is wild, but I love Goodbye Ruby Tuesday. It's a banger Stone song, but do you know Melanie Safka from the 70s?
No.
No. Nope.
Melanie, she was at Woodstock. I want to play a little bit of her doing her cover. This is live in 1975. This is Melanie on one of the shows, and this is her doing... I'm going to play the last 2 minutes of her doing live acoustic performance of Ruby Tuesday. So this is Melanie Safka. She's about to kill it real bad. It's real bad. You gotta catch your dreams before they run away. It's dying all the time. Here it comes. Your dreams. Thought she was done. Crazy though.
Yeah,
that was fantastic.
Those vocals are nasty, bro.
Was that original? Like, did she do that before the Stones?
Nah, man, that was the Stones. That was not original, but it leads me to my next question, Mikey. Who's your favorite fictional or non-fictional pirate in history or on a movie or anywhere? Who's your favorite pirate?
The one from SpongeBob.
What's a pirate's favorite letter?
P.
Ah, you know the one.
That's you thought it was P, but it's really the C.
Oh.
No, it's the letter P because it's missing a leg.
Oh, you thought it was P, but it's really the C. But Mikey Fly, you said Peter Pan?
Yeah, I said Peter Pan.
So Captain Hook by proxy.
Okay. Yeah, I like him too.
That's your favorite pirated man of history.
Well, I'm sure there's others.
Yeah, there's others. I'm asking you to choose from the pool of what is known as others as well. I want you to add Captain Hook to the pool of others. Mix them all up in a ball. Pick your favorite one.
That has to be Captain Hook then.
What about Captain Hook to you sets him apart as a pirate from the rest of pirates?
Probably the most famous, you know, one that's in movies and depicted in shows. And, you know, it's the one you think of.
Yeah, what area?
Johnny Depp. You know, what did he play?
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Okay, there's another one.
Beatbox. Who's your favorite pirate of all time, bro?
Captain Barbossa, the opposite of Captain Jack Sparrow in the Black Pearl.
Oh, so you like the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, huh?
Specifically Captain Barbossa. There's a lot of books about him prior to the Pirates of the Caribbean series as well. Barbossa is really a force to be reckoned with. That is like the quintessential. If look, I'm being super nerdy and gushing. That's the pirate.
And Schmitty,
Barbossa's the guy.
A favorite pirate for you? Do you have ye, lad?
I would say an actor who played a pirate, I would give it to Christopher Lloyd, you know, in Hook. But my favorite pirate is One-Eyed Willie from the Goonies.
Oh, that's a good one.
Man, I knew you'd love the One-Eyed Willie, bro.
I do.
That is a good pirate. So here's what I want you and Beatbox Bob to do for me. I'm going to be a judge. And Beatbox Bob sold you a bicycle for $100 and it was broke and you wanted your money back and you guys are in court and he filed a claim, but we're all pirates.
Aye.
Arr.
So we be parlaying.
Exactly, matey. So what brings y'all to my court here, Mr. Plaintiff?
Our judge, I got this, our little transportation vehicle over here that, you know, Pirate Bob, went and sold me defective.
Well, then you and Bob have it out like Remen and talk about it.
Let's just draw our swords.
Your Honorable Judge Mosh Shelton, if it pleases the court.
I don't want to talk anymore. I get my accents mixed up, but you guys talk about it like pirates with each other.
It seems to be the situation is at hand, is that you feel as though I've sold you a defective bicycle. Am I right?
I see you say at hand with that hook over there.
Well, why are you even buying a bicycle with a peg leg anyway?
I don't even know what a bicycle is.
How do you not know?
Arr.
He never said that we're 16th century pirates. We could be modern day pirates for all you know.
Oh, I'm futuristic pirate.
Order in the pirate court.
Back to the parlay.
My chain, matey.
Pardon my French, but if you don't know what the bicycle is, then why are you in court, sir?
Aye.
Oh.
I commit this parlay to be a wash.
It's... maybe I just don't know how to use it.
Off the deck, ye captain.
Never mind. Off with your head.
Well, that's not.
That's not bad.
Even the same thing.
All right. Before we get on to the, we got trivia time coming up. It's a really dope game. You guys are gonna love it. Where we trivia time is pretty much the coveted jam of tonight. And tonight's trivia time is here's the song. Who's the artist?
Ooh.
And that's gonna be really dope. But just before, I wanted to get Mikey Flaw because he hasn't said too much. Mikey Fly, you ever go out on a date with a chick and have a bad experience?
Yeah, who hasn't?
Yeah, right, everybody has. I want you to tell us all, you know, in a few minutes, just tell us all about the bad experience that you've had with the chick and how it made you feel.
All right, so I'm hanging out with this chick in this bar, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, we're talking. And, you know, getting along. And I went and said, do you want another drink, right? So mm-hmm. She's like, sure. And so, you know, I go get the drink and bring it back. And about 10 minutes later, she's like, would you stay here and watch my drink? I'll be right back, right? Oh, all right, you know. So after 10 or probably 15 minutes, I felt like a complete fool sitting there waiting. And I got up. I left that drink. And probably about 20 minutes, she comes back in and yells at me like I'm her husband. I just met this chick. And I was like, I'm not going to sit there and watch a drink. I understand why, but I'm not your drink watcher.
Yeah.
I said, good day.
I can't get the damn air horn, Mikey Flaw.
Man, I felt bad for you.
That was a great story, man. I hit him with that sad music, man. I did that one other time. I don't know if it was on. It must have been on a show you were on.
Oh my god!
And I said, Mikey Flaw, tell me about where you got rejected by a girl. And he starts going in, and I just find this violin thing, and I didn't even know how it was gonna sound. It just said sad music, and I'm like, play the sad music, and nothing has been better for my life.
It was fantastic.
He said, I said good day.
Mikey Fly, you do well with the narration because you catch the pockets of the beat when it comes in and then you start talking to it. You do well. Don't think that we don't understand that you got some skill going on in there. I mean, you got skill, but I got a bigger question for you guys.
Oh?
Are you guys ready to play trivia time?
Yeah!
This is trivia time on the Mosh Gelton Show, and I think instead of having this, because it's messing up, stop. Okay, it doesn't want to stop. I'm sorry about that. So we're going to have this. Or no. We'll just do the applause. So here's how trivia time works. It's pretty simple. This is called Here's the Song, Who's the Artist. We got Beatbox Bob, Mikey Flaw, and Schmitty in the studio for the Mosh Gelton Show, and they're all going to compete. Soon we'll get phone lines open so you guys can join in. But until then, we've got Beatbox Bob, Schmitty, and Mikey Flaw. And the way this game works is, here's the song, who's the artist? I'm going to give you guys the name of a song, and you guys are going to name an artist, and I want you guys to buzz in verbally as well as hands. If I see the hand, quick, but it's better to say something verbally. And so far, I haven't had to take points off for people buzzing in for no reason, but if I find that you guys buzz in and don't know it just to get ahead of the people, I will rebuke you.
Heard that.
Does everybody understand how to play?
Understood.
Yes. It's trivia time in the Mosh Gelton Show. Okay, here's the song. Who's the artist? Hands on buzzers. No, there's no buzzers.
No, there's no delay.
There is no delay. Yeah, you guys just go in.
Yeah.
Easy there.
Let's do it.
Fourth wall.
Settle down.
Relax.
Come on.
He's all fourth wall breaking.
What are you
here.
Doing?
Don't break the fourth.
Stop it.
Give him an inch, he takes a mile.
Jesus.
Yeah, well. Somebody needs to give him a couple more. Listen, trivia time. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Under the Bridge.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Nirvana.
You got beat. It is the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Mikey Flaw is the first to jump on the board. It is not Nirvana. Under the Bridge is the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I thought something in the way for some reason. I don't know.
Similar band. According to a song. Nope. Here, trivia time on the Mosh Gelton Show. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Cream.
Wu-Tang Clan.
It is Wu-Tang Clan. I'm not hearing anybody say nothing else. So
dollar bill, y'all.
Beatbox Bob gets it.
Bobby on Cash the spot.
Rules everything around me. That was the Wu-Tang Clan. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Blurry.
Puddle of Mind.
Uh-oh.
Puddle, was that Mikey Flaw? Yeah. Whoa, Mikey Flaw snatches another point out of the air. It was Puddle of Mud's Blurry. Very well done, Mikey Flaw. Here's the song. Who is the artist? No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
Beastie Boys.
Somebody's voice came in first. Who was it?
Mikey's.
Okay. I knew you guys would be fair. I heard a voice. Everybody got it right, but one of them was prevalently quicker, and that was Mikey Flaw. Very well done. Mikey's got three. Schmitty has none, but Beatbox Bob has one. It's still anybody's game. We're early on. This is trivia time. Here's the song. Who's the artist? My Heart Will Go On.
Celine Dion.
Oh. Schmitty with a fiercely quick go.
Dang.
It is Celine Dion. Very well done, Schmitty.
Liquor outfit.
That's the Titanic theme song. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Vogue.
Madonna. That was a tie.
That was for sure a tie.
I would agree.
I'll tell you what happened was, I'm going to give it a tie, but Mikey came in first, and y'all, and you just, you acquiesced.
We came at the same time.
It was the same time.
I think Mikey came in slightly first, and then the way that you finished together, it sounded like, you guys ended on the same note. I feel like Mikey's voice started first.
I feel like we both started at Mott.
Yeah,
Someone who doesn't have a rat in this race says it was a tie.
Before I make it a tie, I just want the truth to be known that I don't believe that that Mikey didn't say it first, but I believe that it was close enough in my book to be a tie. It would have been in my book to be a tie. I still think Mikey started to go first. Doesn't matter, though, because both people got points. Beatbox with 2, Schmitty with 1, Mikey Flaw with 4. And we're rocking and rolling about halfway through here. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Hard Knock Life.
Jay-Z.
Ooh, Schmitty jumps in again. 2 points for Schmitty, 2 for Beatbox, 4 for Mikey Flaw. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Fantastic Voyage.
Bill and Ted?
No.
The Beatles?
Nope. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Fantastic Voyage.
Tenacious D?
Nope. It is a hip-hop song.
Eminem?
Nope.
D12?
Nope.
Biggie?
Fantastic Voyage.
Wu-Tang Clan?
Nah.
Method Man.
No, it's probably someone old.
It's
like
80s.
Ice Cube.
Run DMC.
Yeah, it's somewhere around there.
NWA.
Slick Rick.
It's probably right after the ones you're thinking of. Probably was doing stuff at the same time. Got one real big song that he's most.
Vanilla Ice.
Like Nate Dogg?
This is his second biggest song. Not Vanilla Ice or Nate Dogg.
Crisscross.
It's still listened to. This big song is still listened to today. I'll give it 15
Montel
seconds.
Montel Jordan.
No.
NWA.
Harder. Oh, not as hard as NWA.
Let's see. Ice Cube, Eazy-E. Let's see. School, Dr. Dre.
LL Cool J. No. No, it's going to be someone who only had one hit.
Coolio.
Buzzer. It was Coolio.
Good job, Mikey.
Damn, that was riveting, bro. I couldn't believe it. I had just hit the button right after he said it. Mikey Flaw gets the point. It was Coolio. Fantastic. Slide, slippity slide. Living in the city is dear. Come along and ride on the fantastic slide, slippity slide. Yep, that's the jam.
I don't know it.
I'll definitely say really? Second most famous song.
You don't know that?
Yeah, never heard it.
That's his second for sure.
Big, big song.
Here's the song. Who's the artist? Tom Sawyer.
Rush. Rush, yeah. Mikey said it first.
He did.
Yeah.
He's quick over there.
Mikey Flaw.
See, I like this game.
Nice. Mikey Flaw has 6 points. Beatbox and Schmitty each have 2. Here's the song. Who's the artist? Nothing Compares to You.
Sinead O'Connor.
Mikey Flaw, another point. 7 for Flaw, 2 for Schmidt, 2 for Beatbox Bob. The price of poker is about to go up, but not yet. One more song. Here's the song. Who's the artist? More Than a Feeling.
Boston.
Oh,
good one.
Schmidt gets on the board with More Than a Feeling. That was Boston. 3 left. This next one is a 2-pointer. Mikey Flaw's got 7. Schmitty's got 3. Beatbox has 2. There's 3 left, so it's still anyone's game. And I have a bonus here if it gets wild. So here's the song. Who's the artist? Riders on the Storm.
Doors.
Oh, Beatbox Bob gets the 2 points and pulls himself out of point poverty with 4. Very nicely said by myself. Schmitty has 3. 7 for Mikey Flaw. This here is a 2-pointer. Here's the song. Who's the artist? No More Tears.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Beatbox Bob doubling up.
Dang.
Jumps to 6 points against Mikey Flaw's 7. Schmitty, 3 points. But if he gets these next 2 right, he could be on the ball. So This is another two-pointer. I gotta make it 2 points. Here's the song. Who's the artist? 2 points. Bless the Broken Road.
Metallica?
No.
Willie Nelson?
No.
George Strait?
No.
Garth Brooks?
George Strait? Did he first? Was he the first person to do that?
Toby Keith?
Rascal Flatts.
Oh! So it must have been George Strait first?
Yeah.
I think yes. There was. That's definitely a remake from Rascal Flatts.
I did not. I heard of something like that, but I wasn't sure. George Strait. Yeah. So Schmitty's got 5. And Mikey Flaw's got 7. Beatbox has 6, which is very, very funny. You know, it's hilarious because this is a 3-pointer.
Oh.
So whoever gets it, it's so close. It is 5, 6, and 7 that I'm just going to, whoever gets this final question is the winner. This is the bonus question right here on Trivia Time. Here's the song. Who's the artist for the win? Whatever, wherever. Excuse me. Whenever, wherever.
Ricky Martin?
Nope.
Shakira.
Ah!
There you go.
Beatbox Bob is the winner!
Yeah! Rolls back from the depths, and Mikey stops swinging.
Bro, you were on the losing end of that game in the beginning.
I was, but I caught up.
Whatever, whenever, we're meant to be together. I'll be there when you'll be near, and that's the deal, my dear. I used to bang slang that song, bro.
Love it.
It's one of my favorite songs. That was a damn good. That was a damn good game. That was a damn good game. We really need to get a microphone so we can go do Man on the Street videos. Man, there's been so many interviews I've wanted to do.
Yes.
Mikey Fly, you looked up a microphone. You said it was 70.
Yep.
$70. He says the microphone records.
No, the phone records.
One of those Bluetooth.
It's a Bluetooth. Yeah. But it looks like a regular. It's a regular microphone.
You'll know how to do it, right?
Yeah, it's plug and play.
Easy peasy.
70.
Pair it up.
And, I mean, we're all confident that I would get millions of views.
Guarantee it.
Right?
Absolutely.
I'm pretty...
Who's going to pitch in? That's my question.
Pitch in for the 70? I mean, right now as we stand, I got like 25 on it. If y'all want to get it going, I got 30 on it.
I'm sure it will be easy to come up with $70.
Yeah, it'll be easy to come up with.
That's
okay.
We'll get it, but we want to lock it in right now. Yeah. What you want to throw down?
I'll match you.
30 and 30.
Yeah.
Boom. Schmitty got $10.
Yeah, I'll throw 15 for shipping.
That's free shipping.
I'll throw 15 for shipping.
If I order it now, it'll be here tomorrow.
Let me know.
I'll
throw 15
for shipping.
But I might have to pay that 30 at the end of the week.
Well, if everybody's going to pitch in, let's just make it even. Let's just even it out.
Yeah, well, I mean, if that's 15, the case.
$17.50.
I could swing $20.
I could swing $20, too, on Thursday.
And so we'll go out. We'll write as many Man on the Street things as we can do. I think that from my remembrance, a million views is about 400 to a – $400 to $700, and if you have a certain amount of subscribers, it's even more money than that.
Yeah, that's true.
Typically, about $400 to $700. I think it would pay for itself on the first edit Mikey did.
Agreed.
And Dunkin' Donuts just opened, by the way.
Oh, I've been going there every day, right there on 54 and 7 Springs, north of Tarpon Springs.
Is it nice now?
Oh yeah, they redid that Dunkin' Donuts, and it is. Top notch, slammed every time I go in there. But like, I've been going to that Dunkin' Donuts for like 11 years, bro. And I don't even say my order. I go in there and I'm just like, what's up? And then they give me my coffee and stuff. And then half the time, did I mention where the location was?
Yes, you did.
All right, well, then never mind. There's some other stuff, but I'm not going to go into that. I will go into the fact that they hook me up for free because I'm like a semi celebrity. And then they like kind of like think that, like, you know, I might shout them out, like, on the radio. I might say some weird stuff, like, shout out to, like, Christina, you know what I'm saying? A Dunkin' Donuts. Hey, big shout out to Chandler, Dunkin' Donuts, bro. I'm not going to shout them out because I don't get no perks for doing it. They didn't tell me to shout out specifically Lucas, get well soon.
Does Ross and Phoebe work there, too?
What do you mean?
That wasn't a good joke.
He said Chandler. How common is Chandler? Come on.
Chandler led you to Ross and Phoebe?
Yes, it did.
Bob, take care of that.
That wasn't a good joke. That was lame. That was lame as heck. Who wrote that? Joey? Settle down. Where do you work?
that made it even worse. Come on.
Who wrote that? Joey was actually pretty good because there was double context. The old 1-2-3 rule in comedy. I said a name, you said a name, and he ended it on the third one. So it's just little things like that, Mike, that you can catch on to. We'll teach you as much as we can. You know, you're a good guy. But man on the street, real quick, before we got to wrap it up, topics. What do you think the first thing I should do when I get the man on the street microphone and go out to record?
You should immediately go and just do something that is absolutely outrageous.
Just make fun of their order.
Ask them something very uncomfortable, but PG-13.
Ooh, here's a good one. Trivia, frame it around two simple trivia answers, and then the third one is completely preposterous, and then you just go completely off the rails after that.
Okay. I think if I pull him aside and say, hey, I want to talk, do you mind if I talk to you about something from my YouTube channel?
I think you should do it. Just do it.
Yeah, walk up.
You're going to get a better reaction. Just.
What am I going to get better if I say, if I know some of the people, kind of acquaintances, and that could just be like, hey, look, dude, for this, I need you to just, do you mind if I ask you some wild stuff?
I mean, if you can do that, then do that. But otherwise, like, if you're just talking to strangers and randos and stuff, like, who's the 51st president of the United States?
But surprise. That's good, and I could do that. But this is guaranteed content if I ask them, because let's say one out of every 10 people lets me do it. Whatever, that's enough. If it's 1 out of 100, I'll get them.
Them saying no could be content.
That's true.
I mean, yeah, whatever it is. But the whole premise around what I think is the easiest money is if I go and I say, hey, you and your girl are here. Hey, what's up, man? I remember you from back in the day. Hey, do you mind if I ask you some wild questions on camera? You're cool with that? All right, bet. Then we flip it on, and I just start going through the gambit. Do you like this? Is it okay if he does this? And then I might get some weird answers.
Yeah, and make him look through the phone and stuff.
Yeah, like, can you grab his phone right now?
Look through his phone.
You might want to just do hey, can I just ask you a few questions? Ask him, come off with some softballs, and then hit him with them.
I mean, but that's a whole gimmick. And the thing is that I can literally, consistently, completely, and utterly upload that content nonstop about me asking people wild stuff. That's never a miss. So what you're talking about is intermittent stuff that we could try. But if we go and we get footage of my outside of the Molly Malone's on a Thursday night.
Yeah.
And I just start asking these
younger. You walk up to a couple.
Hey, do you let him. You know what I'm saying? And I get
do you guys trust each other? Do you guys love each other? How much do you trust each other?
What do you rate? Hey, so you trust each other. What do you rate him?
Right.
What do you rate your boyfriend?
Right.
How much you rate your girl?
Don't they kind of do that?
Let them go through your recent contacts or your recent calls. See what happens.
Yeah, they do that. Yeah, That's right. Why it works.
That's why it works.
That's why we know it works, because they do that. So I'm excited about that, man. We got a lot of stuff popping. We got an event that's going on. We'll tell you what's happening because it's going to be filmed. That's going to be super dope. I will say every Tuesday at 11 p.m. to midnight, you can catch the Mosh Gelatin Show right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete. Or you can check us out at Radio St. Pete online. We're lit. We get down every Tuesday night here. And it's getting towards summertime, and all the stuff's about to pop off, so you're not going to want to miss it. Mikey Flaw?
Yes?
Schmitty?
Don't eat yellow snow.
Beatbox Bob?
Stay out of the cat box, Brian.
We'll see you guys next week. It's the Mosh Gelatin Show.
Tundra of Tampa Bay? Who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelatin Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.